The taxes paid when flipping houses. What?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
The taxes paid when flipping houses. What taxes are involved in flipping houses? Well, you know, there's a lot of information out there. The first thing I want to tell you is that I am not an accountant. I'm not a CPA. So you want to make sure you, as soon as you start making money, you want to make sure you're talking to a CPA, okay? And make sure that you're taking advantage of the tax laws in your particular state, whatever part of the world you're in. There's certain laws that's peculiar to you, and you want to take advantage of that. Now, with that being said, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. First thing first is that when I make money in flipping houses, it's considered what they call capital gain, okay? Especially if it all happened within the same year. It's called capital gain. If it happened another year over, there are certain loopholes that maybe your accountant, your CPA will be able to tell you, but I don't really look at that. I don't worry about how to save money on taxes until after I make sure that 50% of every money I make is set aside for two things, either to pay taxes or to spend back into the business. Okay, so let me say that again. 50% of every money I make is either to spend, is retained for potential taxes, okay, or to spend back into the business, okay? So when it's pure profit, meaning I already spent money back into my business, there's gotta be 50% staying on the side for taxes until that taxes for those years are paid. But here's what I'm gonna tell you. When you flip houses, it's a little different from when you hold on to a house to rent out to people, right? So when you rent out, when you buy to hold real estate, which we discuss heavily in Real Estate Money Secrets, when you buy to hold on to real estate, you have certain tax advantages that comes with the fact that you can take advantage of depreciation laws when in fact the property value is actually increasing, okay? So they allow you to kind of write off taxes like the property is depreciating, okay? I think over a period of 30 plus years, 36.5, something like that. And in real life, the property is actually increasing in value, okay? So it's like double income coming into your life when you learn how to buy and hold on to real estate. But if you're buying to fix and to flip back into sales, meaning you just want to collect 30 grand, 40 grand, 50 grand and keep it moving, that's just income. That's called capital gain. It's just like playing the stock market and you make money and you pay a little bit more taxes on that, okay? But again, the business is still worthwhile as long as you make sure that you're running this as a real business. And again, talk to a good CPA once you start doing deals. But I just said something, once you start doing deals, there's a lot of people that get stuck with this, trying to figure out the technicalities of taxes, and they haven't figured out how to generate leads, how to collect data, how to generate the contact, how to generate leads, how to turn that to contract and then close deals. The five stages. There's a lot of people trying to figure that out. Those are the most important thing. Those five stages are much more important than taxes and LLCs than in the short term. In the long term, of course, you want to make sure you have your legalities in order so you don't end up in a tax evasion type of craziness, okay? But in the short term, the first thing is to learn how to generate leads. That's the first thing, and that's something that we cover extensively in the books. When you gather the books and go through our programs, okay?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.